Greeting from the 20th century to the 21st. I cannot visualise what changes will have taken place in 100 years, but that the changes will be vast and far-reaching, there is absolutely no doubt whatever. It is my intention, then, to give you, my reader, a brief description of the post office telegraph clerk as he and she are today in this year 1921. The telegraphist, then, is a government servant, certainly, but he and she are the lowest paid of their class, despite the fact that they are supposed to have a definite and good status in the social world. At present, our salaries are increased owing to the war bonuses fought for through the Union of Post Office Workers, but as the cost of living goes down, our salaries will also diminish, with the result that, in a few months, we shall probably be back at our pre-war salaries, which were admittedly totally inadequate. What the future holds for us, God alone knows. This last war was to end war. Never was there such a futile hope, and I predict another and ghastlier Armageddon before many years have fled. However, I'm departing from the subject of my article. We are, of course, all hand telegraphists, by which I mean that the absolute machine telegraphy has not yet been introduced. Wireless telegraphy, while making most marvellous progress, is, I believe, still in its infancy, and possibly in your day, even that wonderful discovery will have been superseded by something even more startling and revolutionary. Telephony is fast ousting telegraphy, and may indeed be the cause of its ultimate decay, as many business firms prefer to phone direct to their business confreres and so save the delay of a reply by telegraphy. We have a union of post office workers which fights our battles for us, but like most other trade unions today, it is in a very parlous state. It adopted a strike policy, as a consequence of which half the membership resigned. But perhaps you no longer have trade unions and will smile superciliously at my anxiety as to its future. The vote has been granted to women within the last few years, and we are very keen about voting. And indeed, most of the women in this office are very anxious to see Winston Churchill turned out of his Dundee seat at the next general election. Mrs. Winterbotham and Lady Astor are our only representatives in Parliament at present, but we hope one day there will be a lady premier. Living in this extraordinary, ever-changing world as we do today, just recovering from the horrors of a most bloody war, with disaster in Ireland, strife in India, and great and terrible discontent at home, our views of many things are naturally changing with the swift, moving events of a terrible epoch. What does the future hold for the telegraph clerk and the whole world? You know the answer to that question, you who read this. And I wonder if the millennium has really come in your day, if happiness and peace has at least come to the ravished nations of the world, or whether you too are straining tired eyes towards the future and saying, what next? Because it seems to me that the progress of civilization is no progress at all while we devote all the gifts of science to slay our fellow creature, and that no permanent good can ever be achieved if we forget the divine in man. But surely the world will learn its lesson one day. The great lesson that the things of this world are as naught, while the things of the spirit are everlasting. Let us hope that Browning's beautiful words will come true, and that we will emerge one day.